Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, and we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Praise God. We want to welcome all NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about Choose Jesus. I was going to title it Choose Jesus Daily, but you know, you can choose Jesus. Amen. So we have a lot of choices to make, but you know what? Choose Jesus. You can't go wrong. Amen. Praise God. So leave a new person. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And what I want you to do is remember this all the time. See yourself the way God sees you. How does he see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. Amen. Know that you can do all things through him. So praise God. Hallelujah. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. Before that, let's make this declaration together. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we start here. And one of them is this. Choose Jesus. Stop fearing the world race, the red race, and make a solid decision to choose Jesus daily in your home, and your work, at your school, at your church, and everywhere. Wherever he places you, remember that you are serving him. You are the body of Christ on a mission for him. He will reward you for your diligence and faithfulness. Do everything as if he was doing it unto him. Amen. You will rejoice and walk in peace. Amen. Praise God. His love and love, demonstrate his love and his compassion. You are salt and light. He is with you to empower you in a manner worthy of your calling. So choose Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. Not just once in a while, not when you feel like, but on a daily basis. Amen. As often as needed, choose Jesus. Ephesians 5:1 says, Therefore, become imitators of God. Copy him and follow his examples. As well-beloved children, imitate their fathers. Amen. And Ephesians 4:13 says this. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. One more, and we can get into our lesson. Amen. Says, be a Jesus pleaser. Amen. Says, be more concerned with what Jesus thinks about you than what people think about you. Says, be a Jesus pleaser and not a people pleaser. Jesus never told you to impress people, only to love them. Don't confuse the command to love with a disease to please. Amen. So choose Jesus. Be a Jesus pleaser. Woo, hallelujah. Man, that blesses me. I don't know if it blesses you, but it blesses me for sure. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, choose Jesus. It says, choosing Jesus is the most important decision we can make in our lives. It means turning away from worldly distractions and acknowledging his authority. When we choose Jesus, we accept his guidance and surrender our own understanding. This choice leads us towards a path of fulfilling his purpose, grace, and faith. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to give you some scriptures, and you can write them down, or you can just copy them, but write them down so you can go back and check them for yourself. Amen. It says, God loves us so much. He sacrificed his only son. John 3:16 says, I choose Jesus. John 3:16 says, in New Living Translation, says, For this is how God loved the world. We're talking about world. We're talking about people. And everywhere we go, we're surrounded by people. Amen. But it says he gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. New King James says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. We're talking about choose Jesus scriptures. Amen. Another one is this. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6 says, New King James says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So you're watching, you're listening. Know what the Word of God says. The Word of God is truth, and the truth is going to set you free. Amen. Write this down and go over it yourself. The Amplified says, Jesus says, I am the only way to God. And the real truth and the real life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So I don't know what you've heard before or what you've done before, but you know what? You got to go through Jesus, and you got to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. So after every one of these scriptures, I just put on there, choose Jesus. I just want to remind you, choose Jesus. You cannot serve God and riches. Matthew 6:24 says, New King James says, no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And we're talking about money, wealth, riches. Amplified says, no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loved, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I'm talking about money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than God or the Lord. Amen. So we got to be careful. Jesus first. The Bible says to seek him first and love him. Amen. Not these things, you know. So these things didn't die for you. God sacrificed his son. Jesus gave his life, you know. So we got to remember this. So he wants us to do what? Again, choose Jesus. Take up your cross and follow him. Mark 8:34 says, NIV says, Jesus, the way to the cross. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Amen. When you decided to accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you know, say, hey, I'll take up my cross and I'm going to follow you. Amen. The New King James says, when he had called his people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, and you see the me is capitalized, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Again, me is capitalized. Amen. So these are scriptures that are telling us, you know what? Choose Jesus. You can't go wrong, you know? I mean, you're already lost. You're already going the wrong way. Why not choose Jesus? Accept him. Amen. And go his way. Amen. Praise God. Hebrews 13:5-6 says this. New King James says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Amen. So know that Jesus never gives up on you. Amen. God sacrificed his son. Jesus gave his life. But you know what? He says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is with you. To know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And know that God is always with you. Amen. If we start to get away from him, it's not because he got away from us. And we start to walk away, or it's time to renew your mind and stay close to him, because he says he's always with us. Wherever you go, you can't walk away from him. Amen. He's always with you. Amen. Says, don't choose steal, kill, or destroy. Choose life more abundantly. John 10:10 says what? The thief, the devil, says, does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. And to destroy, and I have come that they might have life, and that they might have more abundantly. The Amplified says, the thief only the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. It says, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Amen. So this is what Jesus wants for us. Amen. To have life and enjoy it and have it more abundant. Amen. So praise God. But we know who the enemy is. And we know his mission. His mission is always steal, kill, destroy. Amen. So choose Jesus. If you're watching, you never accepted Jesus, listen to this. Romans 10, 9 and 10. New King James says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, says you will be saved. This is the only way to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know. And you can say it, you can confess it and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Start living for him now. Get yourself over to a Bible-based church. Learn the word. Get you a Bible and start reading the word and start going and doing for Jesus. Amen. But you will be saved. Verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So again, choose Jesus. You ran too far from him already. You run too long. It's time you stop. It's time that you receive him now. Amen. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And start living for him. And start pressing on and doing for God. And if you have sinned after salvation, 1 John 1 and 9 says this. New Living Translation says, if we confess our sins to him. It says to him. It didn't say to somebody else. You don't have to confess it to me. You don't have to confess it to nobody else. You can just go straight to him. Amen. And confess. You know, he already knows. So don't hold back. He knows all your sin. He knows the worst about you and loves you the most. Yes. Amen. But it says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. The New King James says, if we confess our sins to him, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you know what? You don't have to confess them to me, but you confess them to him and get right with him. And you know what he's going to say? He says, I forgive and forget. What I want you to do is to press on, because I've got a mission for you. Each and every one of us has a mission. He died for every one of us, and he's got a mission for every one of you, of us. Amen. So you go and do for him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo. So even after you've sinned, some people say, you know, God can't use you anymore. Yes, he can. You confess your sin, he's going to forgive, forget, and then he's going to say, go. Amen. Amen. Go. So choose life. Deuteronomy 19 through 20 says this. It says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, he tells us what to choose. Choose life. It says, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Verse 20 says that you may love the Lord your God with love, that you may obey his voice and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord your God swore to his fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. He says, choose life. You got death and life. What are you going to choose? You want to choose life. You want to live for him. And you're going to fulfill whatever mission it is that he's called you to do. Whoo. Says, you didn't choose me. I chose you. John 15 and 16 says, these are easy to revert. It says, you didn't choose me. I choose you. I chose you, and I gave you this work to go and produce fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. New King James, you didn't choose me. And you see the me again capitalized this. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he says he'll give it to you. Amen. So, man, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. So don't let nobody tell you any different. Again, if it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. Amen. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24 and 15 says what? Says New Living Translation. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the God your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the God of the Amorites in whose land you will live? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You decide for your family. We're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord not only once in a while, but on a daily basis. Every day. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So choose Jesus. What stops us from choosing Jesus? A couple of things. What stops us from choosing Jesus? Possessions, assets, belongings, goods, wealth, popularity, approval, acceptance, fame, reputations, fears, anxieties, worries, distress, frights, panic, or procrastination, stalling, delaying, postponing, putting off. Choose Jesus, surrender, and submit to Him completely. Amen. Don't let these things hold you back. Amen. Again, the battlefield is the mind, and the enemy is going to try to put all kind of distractions in you. But you know what? You know it's not lining up with the Word. That's not what the Word of God says. You know that's a lie. So you know what? I'm going to delete that. That's not of God. And that ain't going to stop me. Don't let anything stop you. Only thing that can stop you is yourself. Amen. When you just decide, I'm not going to go that way no more. But no, we got to renew our minds and press on with Jesus. Amen. Jesus is willing to change you, but He won't violate your will. We must be willing. We must choose Jesus. Again, surrender and submit completely. Thank you, praise Him. We sang that song. I surrender all. We need to, on a daily basis, surrender all to Him and follow Him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Just some examples here. We have Mark 10. Excuse me. Mark, I got some examples I want to read to you. But it says Mark 17 through 27, talking about the rich young ruler that came to Jesus and says, you know, hey, I want to follow you. And he says, well, Jesus says, you got to do this, this, and this. And he says, I already done all that. Then he says, then Jesus told him what to do. And he says, he refused to change, choosing to walk away from eternal life. Had it all, but he did not choose Jesus. Don't be this way. He chose not to. He told him what to do. He says, go take your belongings and sell them and go and give to the poor. And he said, no, he couldn't do that, man. His wealth wouldn't let him. He wouldn't give it up. So we need to make a change, and we need to accept Him. Amen. So he would not accept. Acts 26, keep going. Acts 26. Okay, leave it right there. I'll read this to you. It says Acts 26 and 28 says that then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian. He didn't choose Jesus. He almost is not good enough. He says, you almost persuaded me. You know, here's what we do as the body of Christ. You know, we go out and share the Word of God. And you're sowing seed. And you're sowing the Word, you know. And they may not come at that time. But somebody else comes and waters it. And you may be one of those people that are watering it and reminding them, you know, God loves you. Accept Jesus, you know. And next thing you know is Jesus gets the increase. And they'll give their lives to God. But you know what? You had a seed sown. You sowed and you watered that seed. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. But Agrippa says, you almost persuaded me. Amen. I mean, I'd rather be sure and not just halfway, you know. Luke 15:11-32, talking about the prodigal son. A man or a boy who has left his family in order to do something for himself. But you know what? He finally decided, you know, as he's laying there with the pigs, you know, in the pig bin. He says, you know what? I could do better at Father's house. Some of you watching, some of you listening. It's time that you come to Christ. It's time that you accepted him. Just like the prodigal son finally said, you know, hey, I could do better at Father's house. Receive him now. And your life is going to change totally, completely. Amen. And he came back home. And you know, when the father saw him and the father was expecting him, God is expecting you to make a turnaround. And when he came home, he ran. The father ran to meet him. And when he went to hug his son, the son tried to tell him why he wasn't qualified to be there no more. And the father didn't see all that. God had already sacrificed Jesus. Jesus had already gave what he had to give. Amen. And all he saw was, you know what? Bring the fatted calf. We're going to have a fatted calf. Bring the ring. Put on his head. Put the shoes on his feet. You know, he says, put the robe on him. He's got all these things for you. Don't disqualify what God has already qualified. Amen. So let's remember that. Let go and let God. Amen. Let go and let God. Choose to change and give back to God what is already his. Amen. Ooh, Jesus paid the price. Again, you know, you can't forget that. Jesus paid the price. We must turn loose of the excuses and things that hold us back, distract us, keeps us from achieving and receiving and enjoying all God has for us. Jesus paid the price. He's given salvation, heaven, and blessings. So get off your como se llama. Give up distractions, comfy places. Give up all excuses. Stop procrastination and stop fears. Step out in faith and get to serving him. Amen. Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Get in the word. Get that word in you. And you know what? When it comes in you, you got to speak it out. It's got to come out of you. If you're so full of the word, guess what? All is going to come out. The word of God. So don't say, I can't, because the Bible says you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Be a participator. Be committed. Be submitted. Be available. Be a team player. That's what participator is. Be a doer of the word of God. So you're going to be committed, submitted, available, and you're going to be a team player, knowing that you can do all things through Christ. Do not be a spectator. A spectator just watches. He's an onlooker. He's a judge. He's a critic. He criticizes, and he's a fault finder. I could have done that better than you. Yeah, but you're not doing anything. You're sitting. Amen. It's okay if you go and do, and even if you do it wrong, Lord's going to be blessed. Lord's going to be pleased because you're trying to please him and not people, not men. Amen. So be a participator, not a spectator. Listen to this. Faith requires trust, stepping out of your boat or your closet. We've been in a closet too long and we've been in a boat too long. It's time to step out. Jesus told Peter, come. That's all he said was come. And he walked on water. So he's already told us, go, press on, go do. Amen. Go and do. So trust, step out, your boat, your closet, wherever it is that's holding you back daily for Jesus. So choose Jesus. Amen. This is what fear is. Fear requires lazy, idle, comfy, cozy, and relaxed. I ain't going to do nothing. You know, if I don't do anything, I'm not going to be in trouble. Yes, you are. You're being lazy. And you're not doing what God has told you to do. You can't do anything. You're just going to be lazy. Amen. So, we walk by faith, not by sight. That's what the Bible says. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So, you want to step out in faith. Amen. This is a good one. says 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, New Living Translation, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone, the new is in, or the new life has begun. Amen. New King James says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know what the enemy tries to do? And he uses people to remind you of what you used to be. Amen. Always. And they always want to put you down. What was we read a few minutes ago? A spectator. Watcher, onlooker, judge, critic, criticizes, a fault finder. And these people are going to say all the bad things you did. But you know, you're a new creature in Christ. The old life is gone, the new life is in. So you see yourself and you're pressing on as a new child of God. Amen. And the old stuff is gone. They're still talking about the past. We don't live there no more. Amen. We had a spiritual birth. We're born again. Amen. So you don't have to go back. You're just going to find new friends. And God's going to bring new people around you. Amen. Keep going. Okay, leave it right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you a Mary or a Martha? In Luke 10:38-42 says, and it happened as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled, and said to her, Martha, says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Martha chose to serve, go and get busy. Mary chose Jesus. Amen. Martha was busy, 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 busy. And Jesus came to her house. He didn't say, fix me something. Or she didn't approach Jesus and say, excuse me, master, can I fix you something? No, I just come. You sit and you listen. And she interrupted him as he was ministering. And says, look, Mary has chosen the wrong thing. She's got to come and help me. No, Jesus corrected her and says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. She's doing the right thing. You know what you're doing? You're doing the right thing. You're serving him. And you're choosing him over all these other distractions. So keep doing what you're doing. And continue to serve him. He's going to bless you. Amen. He's going to bless you. We get so occupied. You know, I know one of our scriptures is Matthew 6:33. But to seek him first on a daily basis. Get your priorities right on a daily basis. Yeah, I know I got a job to do. But you know God first. Amen. And then the job. Hallelujah. Jesus walks on the water, and we talked about this a few minutes ago. But Matthew 14:25-31 says, shortly after dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the water. And the disciples saw him coming on the lake. They were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, is it you? Peter replied, let me come to you. On the water. And this is all Jesus says. He says, come. Whatever he's telling you, he's giving you a word. All he told Peter was come. And that was enough for him to step out of his boat and start walking on the water. And then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the winds and was afraid and began to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Peter is known for his being headstrong, quick speak before he thinks. He got him in trouble this time. Amen. So you know what? He told him to come. Whatever he's told you to do, don't be afraid. Step out in faith and not by sight, you know. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Let go of all excuses that are holding you back. What's holding you back? Excuses. Quit holding on to the excuses. Again, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And confess the word. And I'm going to step out. A lot of times we don't have all the answers, but we are step out in faith because he's got the answers. And he's told us to do this. So I'm going to trust him. 1 John 4:4 says, you have God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Know this. Praise God. Thank you. In the King James says, you have God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. And know that you can do all things through him. Everyone gets a chance at a new start, at a new beginning, just like the prodigal son. You know, he went and he did his thing, but you know what? Hey, I'm going to start it again. Some of you watching, some of you listening, you know, confess him as your Lord and Savior this day and start a new life with him. Amen. And some of us have started new lives with him also. Amen. And we're serving him. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So again, 2 Corinthians 5:17, talking about being new creatures in Christ. Amen. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. Your choice. You choose Jesus. Amen. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Amen. Renew your mind and choose him. It says, confessing and living or dying and frying, but you choose. you need to write that down. It says confessing and living, confessing the word and living, or dying and frying. Amen. Man, this is for real. It says, I want to encourage you, there is hope in him, Jesus. Some don't accept change or new beginnings well. We are so set in our ways. Have you ever tried to work with concrete? If it's already set, ain't no way. You ain't going to do nothing. It's already set. Man, you have to break that and start all over again. You got to work with it while it's still soft. Amen. We're so set. Set ways of life are already set and hard to work with. Religion, mindsets, and traditions. Amen. Those are hard to work with. We are not religious. We are Christians. Amen. We're Christ-like. And so, religion is so set in their ways, they don't want to change. Even if it says, God said, we have relationship. We are Christians in him. Amen. Mindsets, it's just like breaking that concrete. Because they don't want to accept anything different. This is the way we were taught, and we're going to do it this way, we're going to die this way. Well, you're going to die, you're going to fry, too. And traditions are so set also. We're not changing for nobody. So we're going to stay this way, even if Jesus paid the price. We're believing our ways and not his ways. Don't want anyone or anything to mess you up. So set, mindsets, traditions, easy patterns, comfy zones, and lazy ways. We are so comfy and relaxed doing our thing at our home, at our work, or anywhere. We are so set in our ways, just like concrete. We're set. We're not changing. We're not accepting Christ. But we've got to. Amen? And that's where... We're going to be stopping here, and we're going to continue this next week. But we're talking about the only way is the potter's way. The potter's way is the only way. It says, New King James says, But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. We are the clay, and you are the potter. And all we are the work of your hands. Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we are all your people. Amen. Hey, he's the potter and we're the clay. Guess what? The potter knows what to do with the clay. Amen. So he's the only way. In him we have new change, new life. We're new creatures in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have a new change, a new way of life. We are his ministers of reconciliation. We are his ambassadors. You are his mouthpiece. Wherever you go, you're his mouthpiece. You're going to speak the word. Amen. And we're forgetting the past and pressing on with new change. Amen. With new life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. And we'll continue with this on choose God or choose Jesus. Amen. Choose him on a daily basis. Don't let nobody stop you. Why haven't you? Anyway, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll stop right there. Do you receive, church? Hallelujah. Praise God. You watching, you listening. Quit running from him. Amen. You stop running now and receive him as your Lord and Savior. If you never accepted him, now's the time. Say, Lord, I want to start living for you. Amen. I want to live for you. So all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I've sinned against you. Come in my life, be my Lord and Savior. And start a new life with him now, each and every day. Get in the Word. Get the Word of God in you so it can start coming out of you. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. And it's time to give. Before that, if you have sickness in your body, amen, Jesus paid the price. Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. So you know what? Receive your healing. Body line up with the Word of God. Amen. And I call you well and I call you healed. I call no malfunctions in your body. Everything functioning the way he created it to function in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that your people are healed right now. So I confess my healing right now in Jesus' name. And I receive my healing. So body line up with the Word of God and receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's time to give. Are you watching? Would like to give. All you have to do is go to our website, NBC Big Ben, and hit that donate button. Or if you go and mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. Or Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. God loves you and we love you. And remember, choose Jesus. Amen. Praise God.